This is Student Central Radio, the best tunes, student news, and a helpful guide to London living. You're listening to First Aid Box with Alex Mearns.
I hope you're all feeling well, but it's that time of the year where you might just need your 15-minute medical fix. Coming up on First Aid Box, how to stay fresh as a fresher. A rundown on how to combat some of the most common medical problems first years can never seem to get right. And a bit later on, we have your Doctors of the Week, where we celebrate the medical heroes of your halls. I really want you to get involved this week, so tweet us at First Aid Box using our hashtag Doctor of the Week. We want you to share your funny or dramatic accidents. At the end of the show, we will be revealing our top five, and it looks like already there's going to be some fierce competition.
First Aid Box, your medical fix.
But first, how confident do you feel with your student with your first aid skills? According to stats from the Health and Safety Department of a major UK university, they experienced just over 400 minor injuries on campus in 2013. If one of your flatmates collapsed, would you know what to do? Could you use an EpiPen, make a sling, or possibly even perform mouth-to-mouth? We spoke on the phone with a student nurse who studies at St George's University to find out what it's like to deal with these situations on a daily basis. Our reporter, Charlie Mathers, asked Samantha Jones if she has used her learning for life-saving.
My mum fainted once when I was up the stairs, so I had to assess her and put in the best possible position and then seek medical help. I've been at a conference where it was hot because we were outside and a girl fainted behind me and I had to help her over to the medical team, hand over what happened, but by doing that, assessing her with the medical team as well. Then my sister's been bitten before when we was at a pet shop where I've had to apply pressure to stop the bleeding and start bandaging up the finger while we get her to hospital because they're chewed through the best part of a finger, basically.
What is the closest to real-life medical situations that you get to in class?
We have a real-life dummy that can be controlled to simulate different situations like cardiac arrest and different situations like that. But we also do work within hospitals on placement.
How did you cope with these incidents?
It's going to sound a bit weird, but I get my nurse's head on, shall I say. It's basically where I forget everything else and I just go into my nurse's head and everything that I've learnt in class makes sense and I just go through, like they call it the A, B, C, D, E approach. Airway for A, breathing for B, circulation for C, any danger for D and exposure to the environment, anything that can harm them. You just click into that because you treat it as an emergency situation.
After these events, have you learnt anything new about yourself?
I learned that I'm a lot calmer in situations than when I was going to first arrive, like when I was put in my first cardiac arrest situation or when the girl fainted at the concert, everybody was freaking out around us, but I had to be the calm one in the situation and just pick the girl up and take her over to the medical team. Or like for my mum fainting, for example, my sister was freaked out, but I had to stay calm. But I guess that I can react a lot calmer and in a more methodical way than what I would have expected when I first started the course.
Do you now feel ready for the responsibility of being a nurse after these events?
When first starting the course, you are signed up to a professional course, so you have the responsibilities of a nurse from that day. Like, you can't do certain things, you have to act in a professional way. So I think I'm ready, but I know I've still got a lot to learn.
That was student nurse Samantha Jones, who sounds like she's set to become an excellent medical profession. What I took from that interview was her ability to stay calm when everyone's losing their heads. She used the ABC technique, which is a great technique, and if you'd like to find out more advice from Samantha, please visit our website, centralradio.com/firstaidbox.
You're listening to First Aid Box on Central Radio.
Obviously, flying the nest is tough. The majority of us do get caught up in the whirlwind of moving away. At the beginning of the semester, we meet new people, leap the first hurdle of independence, and sadly deal with the inevitable freshers' flu. Today we're going to talk to you about how to combat the medical problems a fresher may face. Hester Pickard spoke to a University of Westminster nurse to get her top tips on staying well when all your deadlines are looming. The nurse is Sue Beasley, and she tells us what you're most susceptible to.
Things like freshers' flu, sometimes they pick up the vomiting bug, unfortunately, which comes around during the winter.
How do you think students can prevent these illnesses?
A lot of it is looking after themselves. Most are away from home for the first time and they're suddenly responsible for feeding themselves and having to think about what they're going to eat. So it's about making sure they're eating a varied diet. Make sure they're getting enough sleep and relaxation as well. Obviously, busy socialising, long days studying and doing the work, not enough sleep. And the body does need sleep to be able to recover. And they need to take more time out to relax, perhaps do some meditation, relaxation techniques. It's all quite important. Exercise as well is very important, even if it's just a walk in the park or perhaps joining some of the sports societies in the union, keeping active. It's been proven that people who do exercise more than 5 days a week are less likely to pick up a common cold than those that don't. And if they do get a cold, chances are their symptoms aren't going to be so severe. To avoid common infections, I think the key thing is hand washing, because we can pick up all sorts of viruses as we're out and about. So hand washing is very important. Keeping the home clean, so making sure the communal areas, such as the kitchens, that they're kept clean. And even the utensils and cups and things, making sure they're washed properly.
Do you think there's anything that we can do as students to make a quick recovery?
By having done the things we've already mentioned, like eating healthily and everything, you're more likely to recover quickly.
The nurse has spoken. A lot of us uni students don't even know that there's a nurse on campus. But with professionals like Sue doing everything they can to help, our problems won't seem quite as big once shared. So don't hesitate, please pop along to your student nurse. Now, it's my turn to give you the advice. I hope you're ready. So let's open the first aid box. I know myself, the loud student accommodation nights with music blasting through your paper-thin walls, you can be kept awake. Staying up all night trawling Twitter and Facebook, even though nothing new has been posted since the last time you refreshed the page 40 seconds earlier, that's not going to help you sleep either, is it? Our tip for this, however boring it may sound, is that you don't stare at a laptop, phone or television screen for the half an hour before you go to bed. This will really help you wind down and get to sleep faster. I know it's a bit geeky, but buy some earplugs. Don't wait for your next flight to steal some. Stick them in and enjoy the lack of rowdy housemates. I promise it's going to help. Now, shall we move on to food? Even though walking through London on every corner and in every market stall, there's a geezer selling you fruit and veg at cat price. You still haven't had your five a day since you arrived. But there's no excuse. As the geezer says on the corner, you can get five for a pound. That's oranges, apples and tomatoes. As Sue the nurse told us, you will definitely be more susceptible to colds, flus and stomach bugs if you don't eat right. How about this? Let's try and swap that carrot cake for a carrot. Seriously, people, I could munch on them all day. Lastly, aim to drink 2 litres of water. We know this is a task, but if you keep a bottle with you during the day, it's much easier. You will feel better, I promise. If you are feeling unwell, though, and you've been under the weather for longer than a week, just head over to your GP or the student nurse that you now know is on campus. It's always better to be safe than sorry. And now, that's obviously enough from Dr. Mearns, so let's put the lid back on the first aid box.
First aid box, your medical fix.
Throughout the week, though, we've had some, well, let's say interesting medical stories from your student halls. Thank you for everyone tweeting in at First Aid Box using our hashtag Doctor of the Week. We've run up our top 5 cases from the last 7 days where you have donned the doctor's scrubs and come to the aids of your flatmates. So, let's do this countdown.
At number 5
is at Kelly Blake 23, who swiftly came to the aid of her flatmate Sophie, who was on the verge of drinking milk, which had been in the fridge since Freshers' Week. Right, Kelly Blake, Sophie, get that milk in the bin right now.
In at number 4
is at Henners 2012. He was there for 20 minutes holding his unfortunate flatmate's hand under the tap when she burnt her pizza and her fingers after a long day at uni.
At number 3...
So, in at number 3, winning the bronze medal this week, is at Monster Max 25. He was there for moral support a bucket and a few laughs at his best mate after a dodgy prawn tikka in a rather suspect curry house in North London.
At number two...
sadly, coming in just short of the top spot is at Tilly XOXO, who Tilly sounds like, obviously, a big Gossip Girl fan, which I am as well, Tilly. She was on hand with her first aid box full of plasters after her flatmate Debs cut her leg shaving. That's unlucky, Debs, we've all been there.
Number one.
Woohoo!
We're celebrating our number one now, and in the studio with me is the Doctor of the Week, the very intelligent Ryan Elliott. Ryan, will you please reveal why you are hashtag Doctor of the Week?
It was my friend Dave's 21st birthday, so me and the boys thought we'd go out for just a normal night out in London.
Obviously, yeah.
A few quiet drinks, you know.
Where were you heading?
We were heading to XOI in Northern London. They
nice.
Had on
Shoreditch?
Yeah. They had on a really cool thing called the Bar Wizard. this guy behind the bar doing all sorts of tricks, throwing glasses and bottles about, catching them, doing all sorts of cool things.
So he was good?
He was.
Up were you
impressed? Point. I was for a few seconds until he dropped a bottle, it smashed, and after a painful scream to my right, I realised Dave had a glass shard in his right arm.
Was
from
Dave the birthday boy?
He was.
Oh,
it's a very unlucky 21st for the
that
lad.
That's not what you want on your
it's
birthday,
just,
right?
It's just terrible. So, obviously, he was quite distressed.
Yeah.
I tried to do the right thing. I immediately got someone to pass me cloth from over the bar
very
to make
well
sure I applied the pressure because there was quite a lot of blood coming out. Told one of the other lads to call 999 straight away.
Yep.
Get him to hospital as quick as possible. He was in absolute agony. He was screaming. He wanted the glass pulled out of his arm, but I made sure we didn't do that because I told him, Dave, that will not help at all in this instance.
That's so well played, Ryan. We've been learning this week on First Aid Box that staying calm is the best thing, and in previous weeks we've spoken about glass in the arm. You do not pull it out.
Yeah, you must leave it in, otherwise the blood will just continue to pour out, and it's very, very dangerous.
Okay, so you ran the ambulance. How long did it take for them to arrive?
It only took them 10 minutes, actually, the advantage
wow.
of London. Really speedy service.
You'd think with all the traffic that'd be difficult, but that's some good service. And Dave, did you go to the hospital with him?
Yeah, one of us got to go with him. I decided to go. I was really concerned. I wanted to make sure he was okay. He is fine now, a few stitches later, and a terrible hangover the next day, but yeah.
Of course, yeah. Well, we've been speaking about fresher's flu. You're a fresher, right, Rye?
Yeah.
What have you experienced? Have you been ill?
I did have a very bad cough the first few weeks. I'm not sure if that was the fresher's flu or some very suspect vodka.
I hope you're staying off that vodka, and are you feeling better now?
I feel much better, yeah.
Well, yeah, we've been talking on the show how just them, I'm sure you've met them when you've moved to London, the Cockney Geezers on the corner. Worth buying the fruit and veg, isn't it?
Oh, they're brilliant. They can sell you anything, those guys.
Okay, right. Well, I'm really proud of you. I know it's a sad story, and Dave on his 21st, having that happen to him, but you really dealt with it well. You are hashtag Doctor of the Week. Congratulations,
Thank
Ryan.
Thank you.
So, we are nearly coming to the end of another At First Aid Box show. It's been a really good show. We've spoken a lot at length how we deal with fresher's flu. We've had some great guests. We've had Sue the nurse from the University of Westminster. She was giving advice, what to do, what problems students have dealt with. But from the texts and tweets we're getting into the show, people have been dealing with it very well. Buying fruit, drinking lots of water, keep doing that. I promise you it'll be very beneficial. So, I've got to speak to you about next week's show. We're going to have another injection of medical advice. In our next show, we'll speak about glandular fever and exhaustion. We have an exclusive interview with a friend of a student, Tom Miller, who sadly passed away after 72 hours of continuous work. He was working as a work experience at a bank in London, and there's multiple work experiences there, and there's just so much competition to see who can prove themselves to be the best so they can get the job. And one sad student worked way too long, which ended up in his sad death. We will be speaking to his friend. We're going to be talking to you about why you shouldn't be working that hard to get the job. Work experience is to show what your skills are and how well you can do. But all that will be in the next show. So join us next week for another sick show.
First Aid Box, your medical fix.
This is Student Central Radio, your guide to living in London. Student news and the best tunes.